This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The EMT who gave Elijah McClain CPR in an ambulance testified today in the trial over the 23-year-old's death in 2019. McClain was stopped by police after a 911 call, violently restrained and given ketamine. He died days later. Today's testimony for the case against the first officer on the scene was the first time medical personnel have taken the stand, including in the previous trial. Court is back in session Tuesday. The track that had a broken rail that likely caused a coal train derailment near Pueblo was inspected the same day as the accident. That's according to BNSF. KRCC Shauna Lewis reports.
BNSF is the freight railway company responsible for the train and tracks. The company says it conducted a routine inspection prior to the derailment on Sunday. The inspections are both visual and technological. Federal investigators say the broken rail occurred prior to the bridge collapse that killed a semi-driver on Interstate 25. Although ownership of the structure is still unclear, the railroad company is also responsible for inspecting, maintaining, and replacing the bridge. In Pueblo, Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Colorado Republican Ken Buck doesn't regret his opposition to Jim Jordan's bid for speaker. After three failed votes, House Republicans decided to look for a new nominee. Buck is confident there is someone who can get 217 Republican votes.
Now we get to candidates that don't have as much institutional opposition, and I think we stand a better chance of getting someone elected.
This is CPR News. It's 6:06.